Jackie Vanks joins us from right here in Champaign County. She, of course, is with Stuart Peterson. Good morning to you, Jackie.
Good morning, Todd.
I know you've been watching with interest the numbers as they have been released from the Pro Farmer Crop Tour. So far, they've been pretty interesting. Indiana yesterday released at 143 bushels to the acre. USDA had them pegged at 158. And the three-year average, which includes, I think, 2012, is that right? 13, 14, 15. Yeah, 2012 was 155 for Indiana. But this is a much lower number than what USDA has been working with. The Nebraska number at 165 yesterday for corn from the Pro Farmer Crop Tour was well off the 187 that USDA is working with. How do you put those into context?
Well, I think what we have to keep in mind is that the report that we got from the USDA was an ear count and a five-year average weight for ears. And so that's why they have as large a deviation as they do. When you look at Pro Farmer, you know, they're out there actually doing it. And so it depends upon where you are. It's just like anything else. You know, I look at the number that they had for Nebraska. I know that there are people who are much, much better than that who've done actual yield checks. And I'm sure there's people who are worse. So, you know, I take it, I guess, as another guideline, basically, is all it is. We've seen Pro Farmer be close. We've seen Pro Farmer be way off. So I don't know. It depends upon where they travel, you know, and what they're doing. I talked to one of my guys this morning. He said they came within 30 miles of him. And, you know, he has a phenomenal crop. So, but he said if you went 30 miles south of him, you found a crop that wasn't very good. So, and he's in Nebraska. You know, so you just don't know. I mean, all you can do is hope that it gets us to some place, you know, that gives us some idea of what's going on. I think the bottom line is we're going to have another crop. I think they said it yesterday, Chip said it yesterday, that, you know, this isn't as big as last year, but it's still going to be the second largest crop we're probably going to have. And so I think that the thing that we have to keep in mind is it isn't just the size of the crop that drives the price. It's also the demand, and that's where we, at the moment, are having some issues. I mean, today the market's just been wild. It's corn was up five, now it's only up a penny and a half. Beans were, you know, they were down all the way down to, excuse me, 8.92 and a half and a new contract low, you know. And so you just don't know what to think. Basically, is what it is.
Well, what are producers to do at this time? I know mostly they're waiting. And maybe they're looking at their crop thinking, hey, wait a second, this crop is going to mature faster than I suspected, and I may need to start to do something at least. And this is the scary thought with my old crop that might still be in the bin, and they may have to think about moving that out yet.
Well, that's the part that is really tough. And we do, you know, we talked about it on Commodity Week. We definitely have an issue here because we have two different worlds. We have the Eastern Belt and we have the Western Belt. The Western Belt is already seeing dramatic drops in their basis levels. The Eastern Belt is seeing higher basis levels. So I think, you know, it depends upon where you're located, but you have to stay on top of both what the futures market and what the basis levels are doing, because cash is still king. And I think, you know, if they get an opportunity and we get a bounce up here, we need to make sure that we reward it with some old crop, especially if you're going to need some storage space. Otherwise, I'm guessing that some guys this year are just going to take new crop to town and they're going to leave old crop sit in the bin, is what they're going to do, rather than fool around with it. Because, we don't know, too, if this crop is going to be wetter than last year's crop. We just won't know until we get that far. My concern on December corn at this point in time is that we've fallen again below that monthly trend line I've talked about so often, and it's currently at 379. Today we had a really nice push through it. You know, we need to close above it, and we have not been above it, excuse me, since the 12th. And so in order to really believe there's something here that's going to propel us a lot higher, you need some technical push behind you. In fact, I think the black boxes have primarily been the ones that have been the drivers. And we'll talk later today about China, because China's still looming in the background. And all the questions that leaves for us as far as what's going to happen. I think the one thing about the East Coast guys, you know, we didn't talk about this on Commodity Week, but we have to remember they don't seem to it's not beneath their dignity to buy corn from South America when it comes to supplying the East Coast. And so if Ohio really has problems, you know, where a lot of their corn goes to the East, it wouldn't surprise me. In fact, if you looked at the USDA report this last week, they increased imports by 5 million bushels. And so I'm not saying that's a huge amount, but it's still a reality in the world that we live in.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. I'm looking forward to talking with you again this afternoon and then making the trip up to Watseka this evening for our first Will Ag panel for the fall season. That's tonight.
Yep.
We start at 4:30 for gates open, relatively speaking, and 5 o'clock with our dinner at 6 o'clock. And you and Bill Gentry and Merrill Crowley will be there. I'm looking forward to doing that tonight.
Yep, me too.